Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Brinson with us earlier this week. He joins us every Tuesday of CBS Sports. Joe O. Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats Bet MGM Network. 20 minutes from now, Kelly in Vegas will have her favorite college football plays of the weekend. We'll find out what she's doing with Survivor. Will she be going Patriots or elsewhere on the board? Very curious. Maybe she'll land on some Bears. We would suggest not doing that. All right, let's continue to break these down. Will, you heard his clip on the 49ers. He's looking at it being a good spot to take San Francisco at home, coming off of last week's loss at Tampa Bay. So it's Atlanta at San Francisco, Sunday night football. I don't know that it's going to be a great game. You have to start with the injury stuff with San Francisco. In the clip, he talked about Kittle. He has been limited this week. Both Wednesday and Thursday, he was limited to return. Brock Purdy, limited this week on Wednesday and Thursday. So that's big. But the biggest for me, Sam, Fred Warner, already missing Bosa. Now you're missing Warner for the rest of the season. We have not seen this defense any year without both of them. And here you go, Saleh. Go make your hay. Go make your money. See what you can do against Bijan Robinson, Drake London and company.
Historically, we know the Falcons can't have nice things. We know that, especially in prime time. Maybe that's not fair, but that's the truth. Let's dial up Ian McMillan and ask him how many times he's bet the Falcons in prime time and they've broken his heart. I also think, obviously, the Niners are not healthy, but Juwan Jennings, George Kittle, Sky Moore, Jordan Watkins all practiced. Purdy practiced, although we probably see Mac Jones. I think it's better than they were hoping. But the elephant in the room is that they're just still very, very shorthanded, especially on defense. The market, too, in this game, we were sitting 3 early in the week. There's a lot of 1.5. There's a 1 at Dave Mason's book offshore. So We have seen clearly some support for the Atlanta Falcons plus the points. Now, how much further does it run? I don't know. I imagine there would eventually be a pushback on San Fran at a cheap 1. Or a cheap money line price, because it is Sunday night in San Francisco. The building will be juiced up. They can win. Of course they could win. And you're talking about a Falcons team that now everybody probably wants to bet after not many wanted to bet against Buffalo. So when you string that accordion out, oh, everybody wanted to bet Buffalo, Buffalo spread, Buffalo money line, Buffalo this, Buffalo that. And then the Falcons beat Buffalo. Oh, now the Falcons are good. Oh, and I'm getting points? Pow. And then the Niners win, and you've lost 2 games with the Falcons because you kind of flipped on the whole verdict. So I don't know. I would probably take San Fran -1 if it got there. Have done nothing with the game. Didn't do anything in contests.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I haven't done anything with the game. I'm not going to pick them in contests, even ones where I have to pick a handful of games. Checking Kendrick Bourne props, they're not even posting them. So that tells me that the number is different between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Mac Jones, Bourne is his guy. Brock Purdy, I don't really know. I can't sit here on Friday morning and tell you that you've got to take San Francisco or Atlanta when I don't know who the quarterback is for the Niners. I don't know if Kittle's going to be out there, one of the better tight ends in the game. He'd be a main weapon for this San Francisco offense. And I don't know what it looks like without both Bosa and Warner. It might be a dumpster fire defensively without the captain. You got to peek at it in the second half of last week's game. How'd Tampa do? 30 points. Doesn't have his weapons. Baker put up 30. I'm staying away from this game. I just want to watch more, and I'm leaning this way. I'm not there completely, but keeping a close eye on this Falcons defense. The numbers like them a lot. EPA per play, they're 5th. EPA per drop back, they're top 5 as well. So how real is this defense? If the defense is real, we know what they have with their weapons, right? Penix, you have your questions. Expect him to make strides during the year, and you have an elite running back and a top-notch wide receiver. If they have the defense, they have a lot of pieces in a down NFC. Don't know that they're going to catch the Bucs in the division, but maybe they can make some noise here. So I'll be on the sideline on this one like you, Sam. I'm curious what they put Bourne at, because Bourne had another monster game with Mac Jones, but we also need to know who the quarterback is in this spot. Also have nothing on that. All right, Packers, Cardinals. This number has stayed just under a touchdown, sitting at 6.5. Not quite getting to a touchdown, but just underneath. Packers, 6.5-point road favorites, total 45. Packers at Cardinals. And we're not sure about the quarterback situation because Kyler has been limited this week. And off the concussion, Marvin Harrison Jr. also limited for Arizona.
I love the Cardinals in this dog roll, though. I really do. Talked about it last week. When they're favored by 5.5, 6, 7, I want to run for the hills. When they're catching around a touchdown, you know, I could get there. I like Brissett, though. I've said this. I've talked about this. I like them more with Brissett. So if you tell me Kyler's playing, I probably stay off of it. Is that weird that I'm more Brissett than Kyler?
Not at all. No, but like the numbers would say that Kyler's the better guy. And I think we know he has a bigger ceiling, but don't we want the higher floor if you're getting 6.5? I don't need the crazy high ceiling because the bottom could drop out as well. I would rather have the higher floor. And that's what you're going to get with Brissett. And I'm fine with that.
I need the vet catching points. Yeah. That's why we did Flacco last night. Look at Flacco catching points. I was never taking Browning catching points, if that was the case. Not that Flacco equals Brissett or vice versa. But if Jacoby Brissett's playing and I could take a 6.5, I'm interested.
Even against an elite defense? That's what I heard after two games, that the Packers were elite. Elite defense.
No.
I don't know. They're not popping that way right now. And they have two takeaways all year. Only one team has less. It's the Jets. So they need to start forcing those takeaways a little bit. I know they can be fluky, but they're going to need to do it if they want to get back to being viewed as a strong defense in this league. 6.5, you're right. That's a lot. That's a whole lot. And the Cardinals gave us more fight than I was expecting last week at the Indianapolis Colts. So there's that. What about Tampa Bay and Detroit? This is going to be a good one, man. We get Baker without many of his weapons against the Lions. And this is one of two Monday night games. So we've got the Lions, a heavy favorite. So Baker as a dog, that's a role that he's thrived in, especially in Tampa Bay. The number has not moved much. It's mostly 5.5, but you see Pinnacle at 6, Sam. Detroit money coming in. High total, 52 in the hook. Are you doing anything with this game?
I would love to get there on Tampa. I just saw yesterday a very bad injury report, and I sent it your way. Godwin, Bucky Irving, Emeka all did not practice on Thursday.
Yep.
So we're doing the Tez Johnson thing again on the road in Detroit. Tampa, though, when healthy, did win this game last year. Remember, Tampa went into Detroit and Baker went crazy in the second half. Now, he had a lot more weapons at his disposal. I would think you get a nice Detroit bounce back. I'm going to guess the Bucs will have more than one penalty, too. You know, Murray brought that up yesterday, too, on the Chiefs. You know, no penalties. Ooh. I would love to bet Tampa. To me, it's Tampa or pass, and it's a pass for me.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to end up with the Lions. There's no doubt. But I don't want to lay 6. I want to jump on it at 5.5. But yeah, this is the spot. And I know you don't want to lay big points with going against Baker. I get it. And guess what? The odds makers know that as well, that you don't want to do that. When we visit the room, it might be Baker just hanging out by himself. Even though this game isn't until Monday, they might love Baker Mayfield so much that they're jumping on the dog in this spot. So Baker as a dog with the Bucs, done very well, cashing a lot of tickets, 16-8 against the spread. But this specific spot, Lions coming off that loss against Kansas City at home, Baker missing everybody. Evans expected to be back. He was limited too. So let's see what that injury report looks like on Saturday for the final injury report, since it's a Monday game. But we know what Goff is as a favorite. Dan Campbell as a favorite at home. This is a really good spot for Detroit. So I like them there. Houston, Seattle, the other Monday night game. Also a pretty good one here, Sam. And we've got Seattle -3 over at BetMGM, but it's a juiced 3. It looks like we're heading to 3.5 at a lot of respected books out there. Low total, it's only 41 points. Seattle, a short favorite. This is it's a pretty good one with two strong defenses.
Remember when you and I played the game of guess our favorite NFC sleeper, and I wrote it down in red marker, and you said Seattle, and I showed Seattle, and then we looked at the price to win the NFC, and it was 30-1, and I didn't bet it. I don't know that you did.
Did not.
Now it's 15-1, 15-1, 12-1. I hate myself every day for many reasons, but a lot to do with the fact that we didn't jump in. We both got there at the same time, a symbiotic moment for the show. And yes. I did not bet the 30-1 NFC.
But aren't you more confident now than that day when you wrote them down?
Of course, of course. But when you miss the 30, it's hard to take the 15. You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying, because I've been thinking about the same thing. Now the 30 is like 30 for the Super Bowl. So that's a big change. But I still like them. I like them a lot. JSN has been a monster, leads the NFL in receiving yards. Sam Darnold has not faded. Been awesome. They were strong against Jacksonville last week. Do you have a play in this game? We're heading to 3.5.
I lean under 41. 41 and a half you can find, actually.
Yep. Texans have been a big under team this year, too. 4-1 to the under. We'll have a full breakdown of both of these games on Monday night. Kelly in Vegas on the other side. We'll talk college and a little NFL with Kelly. And where's the room next hour, too? All coming up here on Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.